Good afternoon. After all these presentations, if a dryland sorghum or wheat producer comes to you and asks you this question right here, should I till or no till? How many of you say you should go for till it? No? How many of you say no till? Okay, how many of you say, well, it depends? Thank you. I think my work is done. If you look at our scientific papers, it's not as clear as the result we saw. What we did was we conducted analysis of 25 years of research that was conducted at Tribune, Kansas. And we also did a meta-analysis of almost from 1984 to 2011, 25 years of research in tillage. So as you can see right here, this is a 25 years research for wheat, and the treatments were no-till, reduced till, and conventional till. For wheat, from the 25 years, out of the 25 years, half of the years no-till yields were better than conventional tillage yields, but in the other half, there wasn't any significant difference. If you look at sorghum, as you can see, in both cases, yield varies by year, but particularly for sorghum, no-till yields were better than conventional tillage yields in 17 out of the 25 years we've compared. And when you look at soil water at planting, there wasn't any significant soil water difference that we found in the cropping season, at harvest, or in the off-season. But at planting, soil water was significantly better in no-till than conventional tillage plots. So, in order to confirm this, after this analysis, we did collect scientific papers that were released for these years, and we conducted the effect size of a no-till and tillage, any tillage. And what we have found was, for consistent with our results, for sorghum, no-till yields were weakly, but better than any tillage yields. And but for wheat, the results were the papers that reported conventional tillage was better than no tillage were almost at par, zero. So the no-till yields were not different from conventional tillage yields. So from this, we have concluded, in summary, we have concluded for no-till. Sorghum benefited from no-till compared to wheat. No-till yields were superior. If not superior, there was always no significant difference with conventional till yields. Soil water at planting was significantly better for no-till yields. So at the end of the day, ultimate decisions are not only based on soil water and yield. We have to consider economic and environmental impacts. But based on yield and soil water, we have concluded what you have concluded. My name is Yari Dasafa. I'm a research associate at Kansas State University. The more detail of this research will be in poster tomorrow, so you can contact me. If we have time, I could take a question too.
Thank you.